Kathy and I are very pleased to be with you today. We have the unique opportunity, I guess you would say, to be visiting different people and different camp meeting groups nearly every weekend. And I had no idea when I was growing up as a little boy in Northern California that this would ever be my lot in life. I want to tell you, the man from the academy told you a little bit about his background, and I think maybe I would share just briefly with you. My family joined the Seventh-day Adventist Church when I was 2 years old, living in Northern California, in a little town that's hardly on any map. It's called Hilt, H-I-L-T, a logging community. My father was in the logging business, driving a logging truck for a living. And they would listen to the radio on Sunday morning, and one Sunday, while we were eating breakfast, they heard "Lift Up the Trumpet" and "Loud Let It Ring." It's incredible that two young men, after mother and dad took the Faith Bible course, came to that little tiny community a long, long ways from where they lived to give us Bible studies. And one of the early memories of my life is my mother and father being baptized in the Klamath River in Northern California. So it's been an awesome journey for me since that time. I will tell you that because of my father being in the logging business, we traveled about in the West, the Northwest. We lived in seven states and did a lot of logging and work in the timber industry. At one point, between the time I was 6 years old and 12 years old, I have three brothers. The four boys and mother and dad lived in a 28-foot travel trailer, and we traveled all over the place like gypsies. I went to 26 different elementary schools. And it's just incredible, really. By the way, this little travel trailer was not our vacation house. It was our house. That's all we had. Whether it was parked under a tree alongside the road or wherever it was or somewhere in the mountains, that was our home. And I really kind of thank God for all the opportunities I've had to see people. But I would never guess when I was a little boy like that I would ever go to college, much less graduate from college, or ever go to law school, or ever go to Loma Linda, or ever get married to a girl from Tennessee. It's all happened. And now I have the unique distinction of having spoken at every camp meeting in the North American Division, every state and every province of Canada. So it's just incredible what God can do for people. And I want to tell the young lady who I don't think is here, probably down with the youth, who did such a nice job in getting us to talk at Sabbath school time. She said that she was nervous when she stood up to speak, and I can tell you after 40 years it doesn't go away. And I actually think, however, that if it did go away, that you would be egotistical and you shouldn't be speaking. So I'm going to depend on God to make this worth your time today. I will tell you one thing about this part of the country. Western Pennsylvania, in fact the whole state, the country part of the state, is just awesome to me. And when I got up and looked out the window in the cafeteria this morning, I thought to myself, this isn't heaven, but I bet you could see it from here. And so there's lots of nice places in this world, and in spite of 6,000 years from the fall of man, God has still given us abundant evidence in nature of how great He is. And someone asked me the other day what my favorite stewardship text was, and it is Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. It's very amazing to me that you can get so much from that one verse. The Bible does not try to prove God's existence. It takes it for granted that we should be smart enough to understand if we just look around us. It's incredible when you understand that if God is the owner, what does that make me? I'm a creature. If He's the owner, if He's the creator, He is also the owner. And so what am I? I'm simply a manager. Would you like for me to give you a trust services sermon in one sentence? Here it is. Since God is the owner of everything, when I'm done with it, what should I do with it? Give it back.